Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You could be DC's next group editor. Mad Cave grabs Disney license. Comic-Con heads to sea. This is Comic Book Club News for February 15, 2024. You could be the next DC Comics editor. Yes, you! Actually, probably not if you don't have the right qualifications, so maybe you! Anyway, last week we brought you the news that DC's group editor position for the Batman line of comics was currently open after editor Ben Abernathy exited the company. Editor Katie Kubert is temporarily stepping in, but now, perhaps coincidentally, a new posting has gone up for group editor, without specifying which group exactly. As reported over at Popverse, before you think this is a be a DC editor for a day contest or something, just know this is a real job with real responsibilities and actual requirements. Per the posting, prospective applicants need 7 to 10 years of directly related experience, 2 years managing a team, and they must hate Marvel Comics with a fiery passion. Just kidding on the last one. But it does come with your requisite requirements like copy editing and proofreading skills, being able to talk about art, and though it doesn't specify this, probably generally having a comprehension of what works or not in a comic book beyond saying it rules or it drools. Those are the commonly used phrases to describe comics on social media, right? Cool. That rules. If you think you have what it takes to apply, you can apply right now, and you could be the group editor for the Matter Eater Lad line of books in no time. One frequent refrain heard throughout comic book fandom is a general confusion about how licenses work. For example, Star Wars is owned by Disney, who owns Marvel Comics. Yet Marvel, IDW, and Dark Horse all currently publish Star Wars comics. The reason is pretty simple. Different publishers are better at making and distributing certain types of things. And to that end, while the Disney animation comic book line doesn't exist at Marvel, other than occasional parody covers, and Dynamite's line of Disney comics continues to expand, Mad Cave Studios' Paper Cuts imprint is gearing up to release 6 new graphic novels based on Disney and Pixar properties. As reported by ICV2, and previously reported on this podcast, the line will kick off with a free Comic Book Day issue. After that, it will launch The New Adventures of Turning Red Volume 1 on May 14. That will be followed by Phineas and Ferb on June 11, The New Adventures of Encanto on June 25th, Frozen, Olaf's Comics Collection on July 16, Disney Fairies 4-in-1 on July 30th, and 101 Dalmatians Early Readers on August 13th. Of note, it seems at the moment that Paper Cuts may only have this license through August, though presumably if it does well, they'll be able to pack even more fairies inside other fairies in future volumes. 5-in-1? 6-in-1? The sky is the limit. A comic convention at sea? It's more likely than you might think. Back in 2017, Comic Book Club took to the high seas with Fan2C, a four-day convention featuring comic book creators and celebrities like the cast of The Walking Dead and Stranger Things, mingling mostly with extremely confused older people who were just looking to shop and gamble. And now, Comic-Con International, the people behind San Diego Comic-Con, are trying the idea again in 2025. The inaugural Comic-Con The Cruise will set sail from Tampa, Florida to Cozumel on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas. The all-inclusive cruise costs $990, which honestly is cheaper than it takes to get most hotels at Comic-Con in San Diego. That said, the guest list is currently a little slim. It features host Felicia Day, as well as guests Warwick Davis, George Takei, Ernie Hudson, Mary McDonnell, Michael Trucco, and author Rob Perlman, the latter of whom, I assume, has some sort of blackmail on Comic-Con to be announced in the first wave of guests. But it's nice to know that it might not all be celebs. That certainly is the big question. How much will this lead into the celeb signing and panel side of Comic-Con versus all the other aspects of the convention? Random example, comics. The official site teases screenings, panels, photo ops, themed cosplay parties, exclusive performances, meet and greets, games, book clubs, karaoke, and, quote, meaningful interactive one-on-one experiences, which I assume means watching Ernie Hudson groggily grabbing eggs at the all-you-can-eat buffet while silently willing Ghostbusters fans to leave him alone for 1 second until he can just have that first sip of coffee. The cruise will be held from February 5th through 9th, 2025, with tickets on sale now. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and I don't think I could afford those cruise tickets, but I'm hoping there will be fun, free experiences around the cruise, just like how they're around the convention center at Comic-Con. You know, in the ocean. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.